This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. President Joe Biden announced last Friday that federal student debt will be forgiven for certain borrowers who took out relatively small loans and have been in repayment for the past decade. Student loan borrowers with less than $12,000 in federal loans who have been paying off their balances for at least 10 years will get their remaining student debt canceled immediately in February. President Biden said that the move comes nearly 6 months ahead of schedule and that it applies to borrowers enrolled in the new income-driven repayment plan known as SAVE, which administration officials touted in recent months as a way to help lower their monthly payments. 30 million people are eligible for the SAVE plan, with 6.9 million currently enrolled. President Biden said this action will particularly help community college borrowers, low-income borrowers, and those struggling to repay their loans. Many borrowers began repaying federal student loans in October after a pause of more than 3 years due to the COVID pandemic. The conservative U.S. Supreme Court last year struck down President Biden's pandemic-era debt relief plan, which would have erased up to $20,000 in student debt for 43 million borrowers. So President Biden's administration has pursued an alternative path that has already canceled student debt for 3.6 million people. Similar student debt forgiveness actions in recent months have reduced student loan debt. Shortly after loan repayments restarted in October, President Biden approved $9 billion in student loan debt forgiveness for 125,000 people, including 53,000 beneficiaries of the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. A Montana ballot initiative seeking to allow landowners to hunt elk, deer, and black bears on their own property hit bipartisan opposition when the Environmental Quality Council voted not to support the measure. At issue is Initiative I-193 to increase landowner hunting. It would allow a landowner to hunt for deer, elk, and black bear on their own property during the general hunting season if the landowner is licensed and follows all hunting laws and regulations pertaining to means of take and bag limits. It also includes a provision allowing the Fish and Wildlife Commission to limit landowner hunting if wildlife populations are in severe decline due to environmental factors such as disease or drought. The EQC's vote does not seal the initiative's fate, but it does mean that language noting the council's opposition will be included on signature gathering forms. In order to reach 2024 voter ballots, the initiative must have signatures on petitions from 5% of voters in one-third of Montana's House districts by June of this year. Opponents say that I-193 would open the door to unintended consequences, weaken relationships between the state and Native American tribes, and run counter to the public trust doctrine of wildlife management that has long guided Montana fish and game laws. They also argue that it would subject the state to legal challenges. A similar proposal was rejected by state lawmakers in 2021. Kathleen Hadley of the Deer Lodge area said, "This initiative would privatize and possibly commercialize our wildlife resources and upend the long-term management of those resources. Giving private landowners exclusive access to those resources, which this initiative would do, violates the public trust. It would likely provide great hunting opportunities to the very wealthy who could buy up working ranches just for the hunting opportunities." Kevin Farron with the Montana chapter of Backcountry Hunters and Anglers said that landowner is not defined in the text, making it unclear if the hunting right could be exercised by overseas corporations and corporations with multiple owners. He also underscored that a bag limit, which limits the number of, say, elk that any one hunter can harvest in a given season, is different from quotas, which wildlife managers establish to achieve population objectives. "This is ballot box biology at its worst," Farron said. Jim Keene, an EQC member and former lawmaker from Butte, said, "This initiative really puts the in dumb. I'm sure glad some of the representatives out there believe that the legal system needs more work," he said. "This will do it for them." Opponents argue that the initiative, even if passed, likely would be overturned by a court. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.